Chiya. So then in the middle, while he's telling over the Nach, Reb Chiya walked in. Is Hodel Reisha. So he started over again. Okay, for one. So Rav. So Rav started over again. Is Aya Bakapora? Then Bakapora came a few minutes later. Is Hodel Reisha. Rav again started over again. Also Rav Shimon Barebi. Rav Shimon Barebi came in. Hodel Reisha again, he started over again. Also Rav Chanina. Then finally, for the last one came, Rav Chanina came in. Rav Choma. Omar, so Rav said, Kulei hai nahade, so much, you're bothering me so much. You want me to go over again another time? V'nezo, loy hader, no, I'm not going to go over again. So for Rav Chanina, Rav did not go over again. Is ikbet Rav Chanina? Rav Chanina felt very bad, like you mavayish me. For everybody else when they came in late, you repeated this year. And Pug, when I walk in, you don't want to review, you don't want to go over again, why not? Is also Rav, so Mela, he felt bad. So the kids say, Rav hurt the feelings of Rav Chanina. So now, Lalocha, Rav has to ask Mechila for Rav Chanina. He heard his feelings. Is also Rav Lagabe, so Rav went to ask Mechila to Leisa Malo Yom Kippurim. 13 Erev Yom Kippis, he went to ask him for Mechila. V'lo Yifayis, and Rav Chanina was not Meichelim. After all these times, he wasn't Meichelim. That was the Maisa. So the Gemara, two kashas now. First of all, Fehechi Ovid Hochi, how did Rav do this? How did he go ask Mechila so many times? V'yomer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. Kol HaMevak Yishmata Mechaveroi. If somebody goes to ask Mechila from his friend, he wants his friend to forgive him. If Aloha is, Ayavakish Mimenu Yosi Mishlosh Pomin. You don't have to ask him more than 3 times, that's all. So how come Rav asked here 13 times? How come so much? You don't have to ask more than 3 times. If he doesn't, not Mechila, after 3 times, that's it. Have the Gemara Rav Shani. Rav was a Machmer upon himself. So Mashmir, if you want to be Machmer, you have a right to ask him more. Rashi Machmir Hoyle Yasmai. Rav was Machmer upon himself. He wanted to ask him more times. Okay, good. He had a right to ask more times. But now the kasher is for Rav Chanina. Hechi Yavod Hochi. How did Rav Chanina do this? Ivi Omar Rav says, Kol Hamavar Amidosav. If somebody overlooks his own midas, in other words, you're not makvid. If somebody does something bad to you, you forgive him easily. Is Mavir Lo Yakob Shov Midah Keneged Midah. If you forgive people, Akadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel you. So it's a tremendous good thing to be nice to people. Be meichel them, forgive them, in order that Hashem should be meichel you. So how come Rabbi Chanina wasn't leichel Rav even after he asked the mechila so many times? So Gemara says the ma'aseh was like this. Ela Rabbi Chanina chalmo chozile. He had a dream. At night he dreamt something. What did he dream? He dreamt l'Rav chozile l'Rav. He saw Rav dizakfu b'dikle, that they hung him up on top of a palm tree. That was his dream. Now, with Gemiri, we know what's the interpretation of this dream. The chol dizakfu b'dikle, whenever you hung up on top of a palm tree, or the chol dizakfu b'dikle reishon heavy omar, the chol dizakfu b'dikle reish heavy. Whoever is put up on top of a palm tree, the pshat is he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. He's going to be lifted up to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now the Maisa was right now Rav Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva. So according to Rav Chanina's dream, what is going to happen is that the Chanina is going to get the boot, he's going to be kicked out, and Rav's going to take over. And he didn't want that to happen. Could even mean that Chanina is going to have to die first, and then Rav will take over. So Omi said like this, Sheman Mino, Boi Lemevad Rishusei, that they want to make a new Rishus, they want to make Rav the Rosh Hashiva over me. Mela Vuloi Yifayis, I'm not going to be Meichel him. Ki Hecha the Leiz of Ligma Raisa Bebovel. In order that Rav won't be able to stay around town here, he'll have to go to Bavel and learn Torah there. So in other words, good, let him be Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. So then it wouldn't be a steerer to me. I'll be Rosh Hashiva here, and he'll be Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. So I won't get the boot, I won't get kicked out. So that's why he didn't want to be Meichelim. Trashi, Chalma Chozel El Rav, Ro Cholom Al Rav, Chetulu B'deklavi. So he saw in his dream they were hanging Rav on top of a palm tree. V'usim Anasiyas Rosh Gdula. That's a siman, a sign that he's going to be the Rosh, the head. Rabbi Chanina, Rosh Hashiva, you're right now, Rabbi Chanina was a Rosh Hashiva. Because the Yomar Rebbe, that the Shas Patirosai, Chanina, Bar Choma, Yosef Rosh. When Rebbe was Nifter, he left it Savor that Chanina, Rabbi Choma should take over. Ugeshiro, Cholom Zeh. Now when Chanina saw this dream, Al Rav, that Rav is going to take over, Doyig Lomos, he was afraid maybe he's going to die. The Fishain Machos, the Gasa Chaberto, that nobody takes away the other person's position. So calls the man Chanina is alive, he has to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now that he saw in the dream that Rav has to take over, he was afraid that he's going to die, and that's where Rav will take over. His Zomer, he said, Itchaya Mehocha, let me get Rav out of here. The year of Rechla Bavel will run to Bavel. Mipnei, Miponai. V'sher me your Rosh, and let him be Rosh Hashiva there. V'lenidochim Lomas Vishvila, I shouldn't have to be amazed, be killed because of him.
So that's why he didn't want to be Meichelin. So he had a right not to be Meichelin. Pekuach Nefesh. But Pekuach Nefesh, you could do anything. He said, yeah, this is the way he's going to save his life. If he will be Meichelin, and he'll be here, he's going to have to die. Now that he's not Meichelin, Rav will have to run to Bavim. It's Pekuach Nefesh. So Rav Chanina had a right not to be Meichel Rav in order to push away Rav to go to a different place, and there will become Rosh Hashiva. Tana Rabbonin, mitzvah zvidui erev Yom Kippurim. Like we do by Mincha erev Yom Kippur, we say vidui. Im chashecha. Oh, no, this before. No. Mitzvah zvidui erev Yom Kippur im chashecha. This is like we say tefillah zakai. There's a mitzvah to say vidui erev Yom Kippur right before Yom Kippur. Im chashecha. This is like what tefillah zakai. Rosh Hashiva im chashecha means the acher achila. If you already ate your sudasim of sekis, misha kibbul olav Yom Kippur. When you're just about now, when you are accepting upon yourself Yom Kippur, like Batfila Zakai, that's what is a mitzvah to say vidui. Abulom Rechom, the Chom said though, Yisvadeh Koidim Shiyochel. No, you should say vidui before you have Yisudas HaMasekis, like we do in Mincha. In Mincha of Yom Kippur, we say vidui. Why? Koidim Shiyochel V'yishtah, before you eat and drink. Koshem HaTitra V'daiteh V'sudah. Maybe you'll have such a big sudah, you'll come a little shikr from it, titra daiteh, shashimach mashichrus. You'll drink too much then, and you won't be able to say vidu on Yom Kippur. So therefore, before you get yourself into trouble, first thing, say vidu. Therefore, by mincha time erev Yom Kippur, we say vidu. V'yava pishes vada koidim shochel, even though you said vidu on mincha time, v'shos before you had yisuda, misvada liyacha shiyachav yishta. Still, you have to say vidu a second time after the suda, like batfila zakai. Shem irad vaka kakola v'suda. Maybe you did something wrong, trashi shochet. You didn't make the right bracha, you benched too fast, maybe did a chet during the suda. So you want to have a forgiveness for that, say vidu right away. Now, v'yava pishe svad arvis, even though you said vidu by arvis, by mariv, is yisvad shachrus. You have to say vidu again by shemon yasir shachrus. Shachrus yisvad b'musuf. B'musuf yisvad b'mincha. When you say vidu even by shachrus, you have to say it again by musuf. And when you say vidu by musuf, you have to say it over again another time by mincha. Now, b'mincha yisvade v'dila. Even after you said vidui by mincha, you have to say it another time. But tefilas nila. The more v'heichan aimrei. Where do we say vidui? Yochid achat tefilosai. Or Yochid says that after we finish the Shemon Esrei, after we say yila rotzayin, then we first say our vidui like we do. Or shliach tziba. Where does the shliach tziba say vidui? Aimrei b'yantz. He says in the middle of Shemon Esrei like we do. That's where he says his vidui. My Omar, what is the Nusach of Vidu? What are we supposed to say? Omar Rav, Ata Yedeya Roza Yerlam. Like we say, that's called Vidu. Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, Mimamake Yalei, from the deep part of your heart. So Rashi says, it means it's a Tefillah. It's Rashi Tefillah. Not only this, but the type of a Tefillah, from deep in our heart, we're asking for forgiveness. For Levi Yomav, Teroscha Kosav Lemer. Rashi Kibayayim Ezei Yechapar Leichem. That's called the Vidu. You speak out, like it says in the Torah, that today on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch was Meichelos. Rabbi Yechna Nomar, Rebuyin Hoylomin. Trash Kleot, Kaseno Nakhlofinum, Nakhlo, like we say. Rabbi Yehuda Nomar, Kiavanesenu Rabbi Melimnois. There are too many Averis we have, we can't count them. The Chatosenu Otzme Misaper. That's the Vidui. And still we're asking for Mechila. Rav Hamnun Nomar, Lakai, Achla Natsati, any Kedai. Achshach Natsati, Kilo Natsati. Before I was born, I'm not worth it. Now that I'm born, I'm also not worth it. Ofrani b'chaya kavachomim misosay. I'm dust now, and avadu after me shall be put back to dust. Hareini lefonecho kechli moli bushim, like a kli full of embarrassment. Ochlima yirotz lefonecho shloy echto u'masher tosi b'roik rachamechom. I shouldn't do any more averus like a shabbat good aziva sachet, and any chatoim that I already did, Hashem should forgive me. Avol lo yaidei yisurim, but not yaidei yisurim echloim roim. We spoke about yesterday. If we daven to Hashem that we should be zeichah to do a tshuva shleima, that we should not have to come on to Yisurim even. V'hainu vidu the Rava kul mishasa. This is the way Rava said vidu the whole year. It's not only on Yom Kippur, but the whole year round. This is the nusach of the vidu that he said. Uderav hamnuna zuta b'yayim at Kippur yama. Rava kul mishasa. Uderav hamnuna zuta b'yayim at Kippur. And this was the vidui, he said, Rav Nuna Zutra, he said on Yom Kippur. That was his nusra vidui. Oma ma Zutra. Lo yamor nelo d'lo yomar avla nachnu chatonu. These vidus are good if you didn't say avla nachnu chatonu. Avla omar avla nachnu chatonu. But as soon as you get finished saying avla nachnu chatonu, sulay tzorach. More than this you don't have to say. The oma barham durdi.
have a kimna kaim de Shmuel. There was one standing in front of Shmuel. There the Yosef I was sitting. The chimata shlichu the tiburai, when the shliach tibur came to say vidui, the omer avlanachnu chotonu komekim. When he said this lashon of vidui avlanachnu, I stood up. I stood up to say vidui. Come omer. Shmamina iku viduhai. Mashmi only stood up for this lashon of avlanachnu chotonu. Mashmi shmamina iku viduhu. This is the iku vidui. If you say Avla Nachnu Chotonu, that's the Ikavidu. At least for Yom Kippur. That's what Rambam also paskins. Avad was good to say all the vid like we do say. But we have to know, as soon as we say Avla Nachnu Chotonu, that's called the Ikavidu. That's where the Rambam paskins also. And this is also one of the writings we spoke out yesterday, that really it's a kasha. If you look at the Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam brings down a lot of chalok and how to do tshuva. And one of the chalok is vidui. And the Rambam says, what is mitzvah's vidui? Mitzvah's vidui is you have to speak out. That you have charota, you feel bad what you did, you have to speak out, you have a ziva sachet, you leave in the chet, you have to speak out, you can have a kabbalah, a habo, I'm not going to do anything, and then you speak out vidui. So Rambam says, there's a whole say to how you have to speak out vidui. So let's share this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, what's the ik of vidui? Avla nachnu chatonu, that's all you have to say. Say avla nachnu chatonu, that's enough of vidui. So Terah says, like we spoke out, that Yom Kippur is a special day. Even though we don't hold like Rebbe that the Atzumah Shoyon Yom Kippur by itself is Mechaper, it doesn't help by itself. We have to have Tshuva also. But even after we do Tshuva, there is a help. Yom Kippur itself helps us in the Tshuva. Therefore, when we say Vidui a whole year round, we don't have the help of Yom Kippur. We have to say a bigger Vidui. The other Rambam says you have to speak out on the Vidui, the Charota, the Aziva, and the Kabbalah. Mashenka and Yom Kippur, since the Atzumah Shoyim, the day of Yom Kippur itself alone helps us in the Kapparam, true we have to have a tshuva, but a smaller amount of tshuva is enough. So as long as we said this much vidui of Avla Nachtu Chotonu, that's the ik of vidui that helps for Yom Kippur. By the Tanan Hossam, we learned, Moran Tainis, Vishloisha Proka Mashona, three times a year, Kahanim, Noisim Eskapayim, Arbo Pomim Bayoim, the Kahanim Duchen four times a day, Vishachris, the Musif, the Mincha of Nilas Shorim, and by Tfilas Nila. When is these things? The Elohein, Shleish Shaprak, one of these three times, the Tainis, when they fast, as usually we don't duchen by Mincha, because there's a man Shikras ready, because we're afraid they'll be Shikr, they'll drink too much. But on a Tainis, you're not allowed to drink, therefore you could duchen on a Tainis. Over Mamodis, by the Mamodis, when they brought the Kabonis and they stand ala Mamodis, Rashi, Arbo Yomim Bechol Shabbos, Shanshe Mishma Yisrael Meschansim Yereim or Misanim. They used to fast then. The current B'maisa Bresh, it's all said like we'll see in Gemara and Tainis. So the kids are the same thing. Since they were fasting then, there wasn't a Shiloh from Shichrus, therefore the latter Duchin by Mincha. Over Yom HaKippurim, in Kippur also we Duchin four times. The more Mayin Yilas Shorim, what does it mean closing the gates? Rav Amat Lusi Yeserta. Like we have, it's a special Tfilah, we daven Tfilah Nila. Shmuel Amat Shmuel says, no, it's not a whole Tfilah by itself, no, just Ma'ono Machayenu. That's all you have to say. Not a Lashon Shmon Esrei, just this. Shrashi Ma'ono Machayenu, Oyme V'yene Mespalu. You don't have to say a whole Shmon Esrei. You just say Ma'ono Machayenu, that's called Tfilas Nilas Ashorim. There's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Meis V'adakasha. Or Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur by night. Mespalu Sheva Mesvada. The Nusach of Tfilah is seven brachas, and we say Vidui at the end of the Tfilah. B'shachwes Mespalu Sheva Mesvada. The Musaf Mispalul Shevo Misvadi. Make seven brachas and you say vidui. The Mincha Mispalul Shevo Misvadi. The Nila, when it comes to Davin Tfilas Nila, same thing. Mispalul Shevo Misvadi again. You have to say a whole Shemon Esrei and you say vidui. So it's a Kashan Shmuel. Sa'awa Loshana Gemara, it says Tanoihi. It's a Machlokes Tanoihi in the Tanya. But really, the Mefarshim take out this word Tanoihi because we'll soon see it's not a Machlokes Tanoihi everybody holds, like Rafia, that by Nila you have to say Shemon Esrei. You got the time, like, we learn like this. Yom HaKippur Mim Chashecha. This means by Moitzoy Yom Kippur. Is Mespalo Shevo Mesvada. You have to daven Shmon Esrei seven brachas and say Vidui. The Chaysim Vidui. You end off with Vidui, like we do in Nila. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir Yeshita. The Chavam Oimim. The Chavam say Mespalo Sheva. No, by Nila, you have to daven seven brachas. You have to say Shmon Esrei. But Vimrot Salachtan Vidui Chaysim. If you want to, you could end off the bracha with the brachas of Vidui. If not, not. But I called upon him, the Gemara said, Tiyufta di Shmuel, Tiyufta. Here it's nothing a Kashan Shmuel, because here according to everybody it says clearly that by Tfilas Nila, you have to say Sheva Brachas, you have to make a Shmon Esrei out of it. Yeah. But see, both of the mashma nearly have to say Shimon Esrei. It's only a question that you have to end off with a video or not. But everybody's masking, you have to say Shimon Esrei. That's the kasha on Shmuel. Ula barav nochis kaimi de rova. Ula rav went in front of rova. Posach biyata bachatonu. We start off the Shimon Esrei, urata bachatonu. Vesayim, in the end of the Shimon Esrei, v'manu machayenu.
Vishavchehe, and he praised him. In other words, when Ula barav went down in front of rova, rova praised him. Because he ended off the broch of Shimon Esrei with vidu with the manachayenu. And the Gemara says, Abba, rav huna breda rav nosan omar. He says, no, the yochid oimra achat filosei. When the yochid says Shimon Esrei, he doesn't end off the last bracha with vidui, but after he finishes Shimon Esrei, after he says yil rotzen like we do, then he says vidui. The Gemara vayta, Omar Rav. Rav says, tfilas nilo poitera seshal arvus. That when you daven nilo, then you don't have to daven marav after that. Rav latame, Rav goes according to his sheet to the Omar, tlusi yeseri. And there's one that's called nilo, it's called an extra tfilah. So since you said Shimon Esrei l'shem mitz l'shem nila, you don't have to daven again Shimon Esrei for Marav. V'chiv on the tzolilei su etzorach. Since you already said Shimon Esrei for nila, you don't have to say over again for Marav. For the Gemara miyam Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said like this? V'yam Rav, Rav says halacha k'divrei yomer tefilas arvus reshus, that he holds tefilas arvus is a reshus. In other words, a reshus means, like Tosa says, not that you don't have to daven Marav. Of course you have to daven Marav. Just if you have a good excuse, a good reason, why not, then you have a right not to daven marav. See here also, what's the good reason? Tosfos says, the aim to bechinam, the b'leil yom kippah mitzvah l'troyach l'hochin tzorchei suda. Ha'maitzoy yom kippah, there's a mitzvah to prepare the suda. Devi kein yom tif, it's like a yom tif to eat the meal on maitzoy yom kippah. K'dermina b'medrash, maitzoy yom kippah, bas kol yetzav yomeres loch, leich echoy basim cholach mechom. Go and eat. But since it's a mitzvah titen, I would think maybe as mishus, for sure you don't have to daven marav. So then what is Rav saying here? You're potter because you're daven tefilas nilam, even without tefilas nilam. Poshut, you don't have to daven marav on mitzvah yom kippum if you hold this only mishus. So what's Rav's chiddush here? So Gemara answers, ledivrei yomer chayva. Rav is talking about according to Man Yomer that says that tefilas arvus is a chayv. So then you do have to daven marav even though you have a good excuse. So here, Rav is saying a chiddush, but you should know, mitzvah yom kippur, you don't have to daven marav. Why? Because since you already daven tefilas nila, that takes the place of tefilas marav. But without this, even though you have a good excuse not to daven marav, if you hold it to chayva, you always have to daven marav. For the Gemara Meisvei, or yom kippurim mispalos shevel misvada. He's beginning marav by first night of yom kippur. You have to say Shmoneh Esrei and say vidui. Shachri shevel misvada, musaf shevel misvada. Benilo mispalos shevel misvada. Arvus, if even after tefilas nila, still you have to daven marav. Mispalos shevel mein Shmoneh Esrei. You daven seven brachas, but mein Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, that's called the tefilah kitzorah. You say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, and in the middle you say the bracha havineinu, a tefillah katzara that has of all the 13 brachas in between. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel mishum avoysav mispalos shmoina asara shlemus. No, you have to say complete yud ches brachas. Why? Because nation sarach leim havdol b'chinen adas. Since you have to say atochen antonu,